This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Kim Draper. Kim, welcome to the program. How are you today?
I'm great, Tobin. Thank you.
And we are here to talk about autism. For those that don't know, April, the month of April, is Autism Awareness Month. And tell us a little bit, for those that don't know, about autism and what this is.
Okay. The definition of autism is a neurodevelopmental disorder that affects three main areas for the child: how they interact socially, how they communicate, and behaviors or sensory issues.
Okay. And who does this normally affect? Is it the males? Is it the females? Who does this affect?
Correct. What they find is that it is four times greater in boys than in girls, and autism affects about 1 in 110 children.
And this affects a lot of kids?
Yes, it does. Probably about 20 plus years ago, it was about 1 in 500. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago, it was about 1 in 250. And now we are at 1 in 110 that are affected. So yes, there are lots of individuals who are being diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder.
Now, the autistic scenario here, for those that don't know, is this set early on, like during infancy, where you can tell something's not right, and mm-hmm. and maybe the child is autistic, or when does this normally, the signs kick in?
Correct. A lot of times before they turn 3 years old, you will see some of those characteristics. Mm-hmm. And again, it's not the same characteristics in all individuals. We're talking about a spectrum, so an array of characteristics. The child maybe is not making good eye contact. The child is maybe fascinated with certain parts of a toy. For example, instead of pushing a car or a truck, all the child wants to do is spin the wheels or find certain parts of that. So it's atypical behavior in play. There could be just that lack of attention to things that are going around them. Mm-hmm. So there's just little red flags that can come up before the age of 3. And, you know, sometimes we get the argument from those in the know that you cannot diagnose autism before the age of 3, but yes, you can. And then sometimes, you know, it might be preschool to grade school, they start seeing some more, and that maybe is where they get their diagnosis.
But and the earlier that's caught, the better it is.
Absolutely.
For treatment. Mm-hmm. and let's talk about treatment. How do you treat something like this?
Sure. I am a speech language therapist, and I work with kids in the early intervention program, which is the ages of 0 to 3. Mm-hmm. So I'm right there in the homes working with families. And if we can identify those things early, have a developmental pediatrician help us confirm the diagnosis. There's all sorts of, you know, help that is out there for parents. There's, you know, some medical information that they can have to help. There's, of course, those therapies. It's important to get speech therapy going so that there can be a communication system established. So early intervention is a key component to helping these individuals.
Now, fairly recently, we had you and Lynn Sellers here talking about a new support group locally that's basically here to help parents of children who have autism. How is that group going right now?
The group is just growing and blossoming, and we have been so very blessed by those in attendance. We started this group, Lynn and I, kind of out in the parking lot at Beckenmeyer School and talking about those things that we had concerns about with our children, and then talking about the little things that they were, you know, making progress on. And, you know, we just had a lot of people approach us and said, you need to start a support group for parents and families. We just need to be heard. We need to know that other people are listening to us. We need to know that everybody else is going through the same sorts of things that we are. Or perhaps we need to bring in some guest speakers because there are things that we don't know about or we need more information on. So our group started in September, and we average about 12 to 15. We've had as many as 20 to 25 in attendance.
Wow.
And yeah, it's just, we've just had an overwhelming response, and we're very happy with the way things are going.
And then locally, I understand it, the public response has been you mentioned the group's response has been positive, but on the local side, you've had help from businesses. I know one, the Eisentrout family has opened up the movie theater so that way your group can have a movie night, whether it's a first run movie or another movie, so that way your children or those children can enjoy a movie without any problems.
Correct. They are offering something that no one else is offering in this area. The next closest place that you can go to have a sensory-friendly film showing is in Springfield or the St. Louis area. So Eisentrouts were very, very welcoming to our group and opening up the doors and allowing us to have some different things so that our kids can enjoy an outing at the movie. So,
and that's just strictly for this group?
It is for our group. However, we are not closing our door to anyone who would like to come. Right. However, with a sensory-friendly film, we need the lights dimmed. Part of our theater is left lit because we have kids who are deathly afraid of total darkness. Mm-hmm. We have the sound turned down so that our kids who have aversions to, you know, those auditory things are being respected. Eisentrouts have allowed us to bring in our own snacks because some kids cannot have gluten in their snacks, but they also provide popcorn and soda for purchase as well. So they have just done a wonderful job. We've had a lot of families come in with wheelchairs. They will move the chairs and the couches around, and it's just like a regular showing, only some of those sensory components are respected. So.
And then that's that you have your movie not once a week, but once a month?
Once a month, the first Saturday of every month at 1 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater in Hillsboro. And our next movie is Monsters, Inc., and that is on April 7th at 1 p.m. Because this is not a first-run movie, the Eisentrouts will reduce this admission to $2 versus $4. Their regular admission is $6, so they've worked on us price-wise in allowing us to, you know, have a reduced admission. So
that's outstanding.
That is
great. And let's talk a little bit other than that help. I know Lynn Sellers, she's with the public health department. Is it basically you guys are on your own, or you guys have help? Let's say from the health department, from any other areas?
We approached the Free Methodist Church in Hillsboro because we needed some place to have our meeting. Mm-hmm. We also needed a place that had an area where we could bring our kids, because a key component to the success of our group is that we have child care. So the Free Methodist Church has opened up their doors and allowed us to use the rooms, the gym, the outdoor equipment. We have had two ladies in particular, Lisa Isaac, who is an early childhood special ed teacher in Coffeen, and Jeannie Winkler, who is a speech therapist in Coffeen, have lots and lots of years of experience working with children with special needs, especially autism. They approached us and said, this is what we want to do. And they said, we will provide childcare every month for you, free of charge, and we would like to do this. And so we've had lots of other teachers step forward to help us. Terry Trader has about 4 to 5 high school students that come and help as well, because we might have as many as 12 to 15 kids who come, and they're on the autism spectrum, so each has, you know, their own special needs, and we've just, you know, had a wonderful outpouring of help to pull these off.
You talk about the high school students. I know with children affected with autism, it takes a special kid to provide daycare for that child. Do you guys have any control about, okay, now this person's not going to work out, this person can? Do you have any control over that, or does she send them your way, and then who works, and if it doesn't, I'm sorry, it doesn't.
She gives them a heads up about, here's what the group is all about, here's what you might expect. And so if you don't feel comfortable in going and working with this group, that's perfectly okay. We can look at, you know, some other volunteers, but they are given, you know, a description of what to expect.
All right, Kim, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming in and talking with me about autism, and April is Autism Awareness Month. Anyone seeking more information about the group, real quickly, what's the number that they can call?
They can call my cell phone number at 217-710-3598. Or email address kimdraper@email.com.
All right, Kim, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again.
Thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Kim Draper from the Task Autism Support Group in Hillsboro. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.